This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we've discovered what Paul shared in the introduction to Romans about his mission and message. It's clear that both revolved around his master. He had no mission or message apart from Jesus Christ. As to his human nature, he was a descendant of David, as promised beforehand. David was given this promise personally in 2 Samuel 7:11 through 16. Matthew's gospel begins a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David. It's clear by what Paul says in verse 4 that this descendant of David, Jesus Christ, died. But Paul points out he was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. His resurrection from the dead was the distinguishing and affirming mark of his deity. It is one thing to say he was the Son of God. It is another to demonstrate that he was and is the Son of God by the power displayed in his resurrection. This sets him apart from all other religious founders and leaders. They are all still in their graves. He alone arose and lives. Notice in verse 7 how the Lord Jesus Christ is intrinsically identified with God, the Father, as the source of the grace and peace bestowed on believers. In verse 8, it is clear the intimate relationship Paul had with his God was made possible through Jesus Christ. It's also clear in verse 5 that through Jesus Christ and for his name's sake, the gospel went out, and those who believed it belonged to him. In other words, there is no life-transforming mission and message apart from the divine master, Jesus Christ, our Lord.